See, cameras are on.
Why can't you film?
Whichever one hears the other is going to come at me.
All right, take it away.
Taylor, can you help us understanding where Josh?
What's that sound?
Somebody's reporter's going here.
Yeah.
Roach.
There you go, we'll start again.
Can you tell us any Can you stand behind us? So,
look at me. There's lights, bro. Do we need them?
Don't talk to them. Come on, Roach.
Josh Jenkins is today.
And yeah, so he had some more scans today and he's been cleared of any structure or internal damage, which is great news for us. And obviously at the event, the medical officer at the MCG made the decision for JJ to go to hospital, which we as a footy club fully understand.
Is he, after a few minutes text, did he not say, oh, I've got my breath back, I don't feel like I've got broken ribs, I'm probably...
I didn't get a chance to touch base with him once the incident happened, so I didn't speak to him at all.
Is there an understanding of what the chance is of playing or not playing? Have you got a handle on that yet?
Probably not in the position to be able to say what percent he is of playing this week, but I'm sure over the next couple of days we'll find out his progress, and fingers crossed for us, he gets up and plays.
What's it say for the way your attack has become so menacing? If you're not there first week, he's not there for all that second game, you can still score very, very big and very damaging.
Yeah, it's the beauty of our forward line, our attack. If one player's not playing well or isn't playing, then our ability to score is credit to the way we play. So whether he's there or not, I'm sure we'll still play the way we want.
What's brought that on, that sort of team attack that you've got, rather than being reliant on anyone?
Just experience and being able to train together over a period of time. As both you know, the more you train together, play together, you get that connection and understanding of each other. So we've been able to do that over a period of time, and we're pretty sound in that area.
All good, Rennie.
Pulled up really well, so I was very close to playing round one, but made the decision not to, and I think 37 degrees. I was pretty happy sitting in the crowd watching the boys do their thing. So yeah, pulled up well.
Tex, what type of crowd are you expecting come Showdown Day?
Well, I think it's Port's home game, Bogey. So
we'll get plenty there, mate.
Plenty there. So
you're hoping for 50 plus though for the weekend?
Be nice. Saturday night, prime time. You think there'd be 50 plus? Yeah.
Bogey, great start to the season. Do you guys, a lot of people had written you off prior to the season. Have you even been surprised at how well you've done, or did you sort of think that this was possible?
I wouldn't say surprised. I knew we got a quality side. It was just about how we went about it. And I think what's most pleasing for us is we played eight really good quarters. I mean, the wins are great, and the 4 points, yeah, it's what you play for. But I think the most pleasing thing for our group and our club is that we've played eight really good quarters and stuck to what we set out to do as a plan. And that's the most pleasing thing coming off on the weekend. The result, the margin, the win, that all just took care of itself. The way we played was the most pleasing thing.
Hamish and Jasper obviously didn't play and you won, but do you expect those guys will push back into the side this
week? Yeah, look, Hamish will be fine. He woke up with a bug, I think, on Sunday morning, so he made the right call to pull out, and Eddie come in and played his role, so that was great. So he'll be right to go. He'll get monitored during the week, and hopefully he'll be right to go as well, and that'll be a selection up to Kenny what he does with that. So it'll be a tough call towards the end of the week.
Pollock is okay. Travis, has he been able to wait this morning to walk on that?
Yeah. So we went for a walk this morning. We had some recovery this morning. Went for a walk and he was fine. So that was a bit, the result was sort of, out of their hands at three quarter time. So Polly was sort of just monitored after that.
There are two other minor ones. Hopshi came off. Cowbet, we got strapped up at half time. How are those boys?
Yeah, both of them were fine this morning. I think Homshi was still a little bit sore in the knee, so they were sort of just, tests will get run on that, and we'll sort of wait and see what happens there. And Pet was fine. He came back on and played out the rest of the game, and he woke up fine this morning, so it should be right to go.
And how do you sense with all those selection options that there is pressure that's producing something good?
Oh, yeah, look, when you've got, I mean, we haven't got too many injuries, which is always great to have. And what we've seen so far from our Maggies is they're playing some really good footy and they're all in really good form. So it puts a lot of pressure on our senior group, and that's what you want from any good club. And you know, Tex will know, you know, the training's really, you know, really hot when you've got positions up for grabs and guys in really good form. So it's a great position to be in, no doubt. And it's going to be a tough call again for Kenny this week with a couple of guys putting their hand up.
So how tough was their match committee? If you were sitting there, what sort of feedback are you going to give?
That's why I'm not sitting there, mate. Too hard. Oh, look, it's, I guess as players, as a leadership group, we mentioned to the coaches that, you know, who's putting their hand up and who we think's in good enough nick. And but it's always hard to change a side when you're winning games, and the way we're playing games is certainly you know, makes it hard to bring guys back inside. But you know, Jasper makes us a better team. There's no doubt about that. It's the same with Jarman. You know, comes straight back in and he makes us a better side. So it's a tough call for Kenny, but I'll leave that one up to him.
What did Nathan Cracker do at the weekend? Did he do any work out at all? Have any action at all?
So they trained. They trained during the week and Saturday, I think. So yeah, he'll certainly be up for grabs and put his hand up for a spot. But as I said, it's going to be pretty tough to break into the side. But he's certainly been in really good form over the pre-season, and he again makes us a better side when he's up and firing.
What have you seen as the biggest difference between the end of last season, where, you know, some disappointing performances, and the first two games?
Oh, look, just so far, I think the consistencies have been the biggest thing. We've been able to do it for four quarters in both games, and that's going to be the key again this weekend. Obviously, it's going to be a great contest and up against probably the informed side in the competition, and we'll need to bring four quarters again if we're to put ourselves in a good chance of winning the game. And that's sort of all we're really focused on is making sure we get those processes right. The result will take care of itself from there.
Both you guys have played in plenty of showdowns. So this one, even though it's only round three, both the two of those, it sort of feel like it's got a bit more than usual.
I think we'll both say it's just another game. Obviously, it will get built up like a massive game, and showdowns always are. But I guess for both of us, it's an important clash. You know, one of us will go 3-0 and have a great start to it's a great start of the year. But yeah, for us, it's, you know, and I'm sure they're the same. We'll just build it up as another week and get out there and look forward to hopefully a 50,000 crowd and a big game, which is always what you love playing in front of.
What can fans expect, given, you know, it's early days, but two teams both. Two wins and quite a high percentage. Can fans expect some pretty hot footy?
Oh, no doubt. They always are showdowns. They're always fiery, but they're always, I think, pretty exciting to watch. I think you probably say over the last few years they've always been really exciting and you know, pretty close results, barring one or two. And I think that's what the fans can expect. And you know, both sides in really good form. It'll be a good game.
And you said you're hoping for 50,000 fans. Is that the expectation at the moment from the club?
Oh, look, we're hoping we can get you know, plenty out there where our membership keeps growing. I think we're at our third most we've ever had before. So it continues to grow. So we're hoping we can get as many out there and get out there and cheer the boys on. And you know, we love the support. The support on the weekend, our first home game, was fantastic. And it certainly helps us get over the line. So as many can get out there as the possible, that will certainly help us in you know, trying to beat the Crows.
Taylor, Portillo's got that full ruck complement again, Dixon, Ryder, Trengo. If you don't have Jenkins, what do you think are your serious options with Jacobs? Could you seriously still stay with one and pinch it with others, or do you need to look somewhere else?
I think you saw Otto go into the ruck a little bit for us during the week, and his ability to sort of help out on the ground level, which was, I thought, was really good. We've got Riley O'Brien's in great form, so as Bogey said, we'll leave that up to the coaches. Roach, we'll just go out there Sunday night and play.
Tess, where's the weight of expectations sit with Adelaide being 2-0 and coming off good last year? Or Trav, with Port Adelaide, who wasn't expected to do much, but it's got off to a fire.
Can we go first?
We know what we need to bring to be able to beat Port Saturday night. So if we can do that, then I'm confident we'll be able to replicate what we've been able to do the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's the same for us. I guess it's all about just the process for us. And you know, if we put in a full quarter effort, then you know, we put ourselves in a really good position to winning the game. The outcome will take care of itself.
Trav, I think you're pretty strong underdogs for the game. Are you happy with that, Ted?
Doesn't bother me at all. Yeah, doesn't bother me at all. We'll go out there with confidence in what we've been able to do and belief in the system we've sort of put in place over the last couple of weeks, and if we bring that system mentality again, then we give ourselves a great chance.
Case doesn't mean anything being
hot favourite. I don't even know, Brenny. You're a bit of a betting man. Who would you punt on if you didn't have a bet?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
Back us in, Brenny.
You got over there.
You get fined for that.
Instead of always wanting to be the underdog or favouritism heaped on Port Adelaide, it seems to weigh on your shoulders. Do you think you've got over it?
Oh, we don't really think about it too much. Obviously, it's been there in the past, and it's probably something that's always been discussed. But I guess for us, the expectation is always a better result, and for us, the result is that'll just get done from what we do during the week, everything we do during the week, making sure we come out of the club each day, making sure we're better, and rocking up on game day and putting in full quarters. Then expectation, no expectation, result will get taken care of itself. And that's sort of what the mentality has been all pre-season, and going into the season is, we stick to our system and our game plan, then that's all we need to worry about.
Showdowns will always bring out one player who seems to have something against one of the clubs. Eddie Betts is a clear one for Adelaide. You've worked out within yourselves as to what you have to do to counter Eddie Betts, and who is that best matchup?
Oh look, he's probably been pretty good against us in a lot of the showdowns, and I mean against any side lately, he's on fire. So I mean for us, it's going to be about our midfield battle. If we can get it forward enough and then keep it in our forward half and really keep it away from him, it will certainly go a long way to stopping him. But look, our back six have been fantastic, and if we provide enough support for them, I guess with our midfielders getting back and making sure that we've sort of fill up that space with for Tex, and if Jenkins plays and Eddie, then
don't fill it up.
then it certainly goes a long way in helping.
Would it be reasonable to think that Nathan Packer can just come off limited preparation and do that job again?
Look, he's shown he can do it in the past, and I guess that'll be talked about during the week. There's no doubt in selection if Crack comes in and does that role. Darcy's been in great form. Dan Houston, a couple of young guys have been really good down there, so. Hamish will come back in the side, so it'll be an interesting discussion for the coaches to see who does go in. But he's obviously an X factor for the Crows and someone we need to look at.
Tex, you spoke about Otto before. How impressed were you with his game? You sort of did it all areas of the ground on the weekend, didn't
he? Yeah, look, I was obviously drafted when Otto was as well, so I've been through his journey, and obviously the last two or three years have been pretty tough for Otto. But I've been super pumped and proud of what he's been able to do for our group. I've known over the last two or three years when he's been out of the game what he's been able to do. He's just come back in, had a great pre-season, which enabled you to have a good start to the season, and he's just playing a role for us, which we love.
He just seems like a hard worker, and given all that he's been through, it must be a boost to see him succeed for the players.
Yeah, it always is. Depends, irrespective of what club you're at, if you can, off two or three years of not playing AFL footy, if you can do that, then it makes you pretty proud.
How's he going with Jake Lee? Was fit now, probably breathing down his neck for a spot. How hard's that?
Yeah, it's good. It's always good to have blokes competing for roles, and Jake had a great game in the SANFL on Friday night, so once again, we'll leave it up to the coaches.
To bat, it's 2 weeks in and a bit of the pre-season. Are you okay with the third man and dominating ruckman at boundary and field? Is it working in your mind?
Oh, I'll probably continue to look at. Obviously, sides will try and manipulate it a little bit, as we've seen over the last week or so. But look, I'm really happy with the new law. No third man up. I'm quite comfortable with it. Obviously, it'll get looked at, and sides will try and tinker it. But yeah, I'm quite happy with it.
What about you, Taylor? Do you think it's been better for the game?
I don't get that far up the ground to be able to go third man up, Roach. So, it's there. So, it is what it is.
Given the draws that you both started with, did either of you expect to be 2-0 coming into the first showdown of the year?
Oh, I guess we expected a tough start to the year, and that continues for us. And to be 2-0 at this stage is a lot better than 0-2, I guess. But, going into a showdown with 2-0 and some confidence in the way we're playing our footy has been great.
Very much. About the way in which the game's going to be played out, does it require the umpires also to understand that it is an intense showdown and we shouldn't get technical?
I think the umpires have certainly umpired a lot of big games in the past, so they'll understand. I mean, probably done a few showdowns as well, so I don't think it'll be any different to any other game, and they'll be fine. I think the umpiring's been fantastic the first couple of rounds, and no doubt it'll be the same again on the weekend.
Thanks, Tex. you'd be loving the way defenders have it a little bit tougher now, Taylor. They can't rush behind, they can't.
Oh, to be honest, I haven't even noticed anything from the umpires. You don't have umpires, you don't have a game. So I'm happy with where it's at.
Thanks.
Cool. Beautiful.
Hello, Tom.
Yeah, the TVs might want a bit of trophy holding.